You are listening to another Money Halakha class on moneyhalakha.com.
Hi everyone, welcome to another Money Halakha class. Get this class and other previous classes by visiting our website at moneyhalakha.com. The days of Rosh Hashanah are coming up, and one case that happens a lot, it doesn't happen so much in shul, but it happens a lot when we need to blow the shofar for women and children, is that we have a shofar in front of us, but the owner's not around. And the question is, are we allowed to use that shofar? Are we allowed to borrow it to blow the shofar for the women and children, or the person that we need to blow for, are we allowed to take it without the permission of the owner or not? As well, what about if it's a stolen shofar and you blow, are the people fulfilling their obligation from a stolen shofar or not? So today we're using a sefer called Halakhas of Other People's Money by Rabbi Yisrael Pinchas Bodner, and he says is that even though we know that there's a myth, a halakha of borrowing other people's items without permission, we made another video about that, but over here, when it comes to a mitzvah object, so we say that if the object used is to perform a mitzvah, we presume that the owner would not object because people are usually pleased to have their items used for mitzvah purposes. On top of that, the guy gets a benefit because he gets schar, he gets a mitzvah for his object being used. So therefore, he says that unless there is any reason to suspect that the owner of the shofar would object and tell you that he doesn't want you to use the shofar, then you would be allowed to use the shofar without the owner's permission. Now really, these halachas are also about any mitzvah object, the lulav, esrog, stuff like that, but I don't want to mix up subjects, and we'll try and make a separate video about those. Today we're talking about a shofar. As well, when it comes to stealing a shofar, the halacha is completely different, which we will get to. Now, one of the things he does say over here is that if there is any reason to suspect, like we said, that he would not want it to be used, for example, you know that the owner is very meticulous, or he's very, very stingy, he's a very cheap person, or he's very germy, or stuff like that, that you have a reason that the owner would not want you to borrow his shofar without any permission, then we do not let you use it without his permission, and you would need to ask him. Another thing is that if there's any reason to suspect that the owner of the shofar needs it for himself, then again, you can't take it because he might need it for himself. So if it seems like he needs it, you can't take it. Another thing is that if you do take it, maybe he wants you to use it once or twice or however many times, but if you want to keep on borrowing it, so again, he may not be so happy if you continuously borrowing the object. So you have to know if the owner would want you to keep on taking his object as well. Another thing is that you cannot take it out of the building that you are using it. Again, the question is that you need the shofar. It has to be the shofar that you want to use is in the building that you want to blow. But if you have to transfer it out of the building, then you would not be allowed to take it out unless you know for sure that the guy doesn't care. But most people do care. So unless you know specifically that he would let, then you wouldn't be able to take it out of the building. Within a building, from room to room, again, you have to assess, would he care or not? Another thing he brings over here is that you have to put the shofar back exactly where you found it. If you're not going to put it back, then again, the owner probably would not be happy about you taking it, and it would be awesome. And the last thing he says over there is that even if the owner is there in the room with you, you can't just say, oh, a person likes mitzvahs doing their thing, and take it without asking him. He said you should ask over there as well. We spoke to the poskim again, also, in regards to the halacha, and they said that when we say that you could borrow that permission, it's only in cases where you are actually doing a mitzvah, like blowing it for other people, for women, or for children. But if it's not for a mitzvah purpose, just to blow, let's say for practice or something like that, then a person would not be allowed to take it without permission. Just in regards to blowing the shofar, that is an actual stolen shofar, that you know outright that the owner wouldn't have allowed. So we do say that, it says halacha in Shulchan Aruch, that if you blow a shofar that's stolen, so the people that listen to the blowing are yotzi, they are fulfilled their obligation. The question is why? And the reason why is because unlike any other mitzvah, even lulav and asrog and all those other ones, that you can't take a stolen object, that's because you do the mitzvah with the object itself. But the mitzvah of hearing the blowing of the shofar is to hear the blowing of the shofar. So therefore, since they heard the blowing of the shofar, they would be yotzi, even though it was a stolen shofar, which is different than any other case of a borrowed mitzvah object. We want to give everyone a bracha to have a great and prosperous year, a bracha hatzlacha, and bracha, everyone should have a gemar chasima tova, and everything should be good coming going forward in the next year. Thank you very much, and shana tova.